Hello. Well, hello there, little lady. Right, so get yourself a tea or coffee, or if you've gone for a walk, then enjoy. Or if you're driving, take care. Yeah. Go get yourself a tea or coffee, or I'll just repeat myself, shall I? Do you know what it is? I don't feel myself this morning. I feel out of sorts because basically I had a sleep and I didn't move. I got out of bed, looked at the bed, and thought, I didn't even move. And I slept in my jumper, which is just, I feel like I have never identified to boil in the bag rice more than I have now. I'm so hot. Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. So I want to reassure you that everything is going to be okay. All you have to do is get into the energy space that you want to be in and want to attract, and then protect yourself. Yeah. Do you know I said that my number is down because everyone was just like, bombarding me with all their crap and negativity. Like it just gets to a point where it gets spiteful, you know? You know, like I spend Christmas and birthdays on my own, and I was just getting people that I knew for a very long time, just not even checking to see if I was okay, just using that opportunity to kind of bring the attention to themselves. And I used to think, you know, I haven't had a lot of empathy, but now I just think that's such a spiteful thing to do. So yeah, my number isn't available for everyone now, you know? And I've realized that actually, when you're in a good space, you are, you know, happy and empathetic, and you want to give because your cup is full. And then on the polar opposite side is you have people whose cups are empty and they're dark and they're entitled and they're gasping for energy and they're not willing to get it themselves or generate it themselves. So they're on the hunt and you're on the give. So when you become happy and content, you have to really protect yourself because that isn't a recipe for disaster. They're going to pull you into the dark. If their need for darkness and emptiness far outweighs your need to or ability to stay in center and in your strength, then you're going to get vacuumed in. It's not a weakness. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that some people are so incredibly toxic. And you will be so incredibly giving. Fuck that. Hang on, let me take a sip. Does it bother you that I sip on this? I never thought about it, but some people with this auditory thing, I've said that wrong. Sensitivity might. Hang on. Let me move it away. I just don't want you thinking that I've gone quiet for no reason. Honestly. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right, so yeah, look, everything will be all right. You know, you wouldn't believe how much we get protected from. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a couple of stories. When I go abroad, I always get those motorbikes. So I hire them, tell them that I've got a license, and then go around the islands. I don't have a license. I lie. I know, but I'm very good at driving them. I just haven't got a license. But anyway. Sometimes they don't even ask if you have a license. I just book it and then go. And the amount of times, I remember once I was in India and there was this near miss between me and a wall, like an inch, maybe I should to get a license between me and a wall. I took the corner too quick, right? And then I remember being in Denmark and I was walking along and for some reason, I didn't understand the roads. From memory, I don't think they go on the opposite side of the road, but there was this particular road that they were coming in from a different direction and I wasn't expecting it. And so I walked across the road and my hair behind my ear moved because this giant bus's wind mirror nearly hit my ear, what the hell? Ear, centimeters. And I was thinking, oh my God, it shook me up, right? And then another time, someone befriended me, and, you know, in the old days, I was probably a bit more helpful and a bit more naive. She befriended me and gave me all her problems, so I felt sorry for her. And I realised she was sucking me into a lot of her issues. And then she tried to get me to go to these nightclubs, and I'd go clubbing with her at one point. And she was just this car crash. And I naively thought that she would honour who I was, which is, you know, spiritual, kind of almost religious in a way. And, you know, but anyway, she, I look back now, and I do have a bit of proof for this, but she was essentially trying to get me into, she was trying to groom me. Yeah, she was trying to get me to go to another country where I found out her mum runs a brothel, and it was all a bit, what? I was being groomed. Yeah, I can't tell you how I know and the evidence that I've got. I have got evidence for it. But that's what she does. She befriends. She pulls you into her woe is me. And then she kind of pimps you out without you knowing about it. Yeah. So she'll set you up with someone she knows in this country. But really, she's selling you. She's making money off you. I mean, I never went with her. And of course, I'm not straight, really. So that, you know, but apparently there was, I heard there was a ticket on my head because I wasn't straight. So I was like the forbidden fruit. And I was like, oh my God. So not only was I really heartbroken because I actually thought this person was a friend, but there was a lot of evil going on around me. And I didn't really know, I didn't see it. But this is what I want to talk to you about. Oh, that story gives me shivers because I just think what could have happened. And I think this is what really, what we really need to talk about is because, you know, we do have our moments where we experience pain, you know, and you see a lot of these disasters going on these online dating things, you know, like, you know, a lot of crimes happening on there. But ultimately, I can't really give you a percentage because, I mean, how am I measuring this? But ultimately, I just think there is a very high percentage of us dodging things. Now, that is not a coincidence. I reckon my spirit guides, my guardian angel, is an alcoholic. They must be, because the curiosity that I have towards things and my sense of adventure, I reckon my, you know, guardian angel is done. Because I just know that I have been protected so much. And even from people who are really close to me, they've shown me who they really are. They've illuminated. And this is what light does. And this is what angels do. This is what guardian angels do. This is what your spirit guides do. They shed light on people to illuminate who they really are. The mask falls off, you know, and so these spiritual beings are light energy. So they're like a light bulb. They go into a dark room and it lights up the dark room. And if you're light energy and you have a very nice way about you, then you're going to light up a room and all those little snakes are going to hate it. You know, whatever they do, you know. But I always know when my angels are around because a friend that I've had for years will all of a sudden be illuminated. And I think, oh, that's who you are. That's not nice. And you feel foolish and you feel really down about it because that heart of yours is so delicious and it wants to think the best of people and it wants to love people. But the reality is right in front of you and you've got to digest it and you've got to take it on the chin. So in that same way that that angel and that spirit guide has illuminated everything for you, trust them. That they are protecting you all the time. And yes, you could argue, well, how come this happened then? And how come I lost my loved one? I think sometimes we don't know. And I think sometimes our time is our time. But too much has happened or could have happened for me to not warrant, you know, an investigation of this. And, you know, to admit that there is a greater force that wants me to be okay. And the same with you. So when you're going through a difficult time, whether financially or within your love life or, you know, even within yourself, you might get caught up in your own turmoils, you know. I know I can self-sabotage. And I know I come across as strange. I laugh at the most inconvenient times, but I have no guile. I don't mean anything by it. And I honestly fall in love with so many people. Like, I just think they're so wonderful. You know, I don't know why. I just think they're so cute. I don't think I've really detached from being a baby in some regards. You know, babies like lift their arms up and they just want to kind of give you love and take love and exchange that love. I do feel like I'm a little bit like that. But I understand that socially that will come across as strange, you know, and we all have our own little quirks. But I think the most important thing is that you love yourself and appreciate yourself and understand that actually I don't mean any harm. And if people can't see that, then it's either their own stupidity or their own limited perspectives, you know, because that's what thick people are. They're of limited perspectives. You know, but don't worry about it. I want you to relax. You know, I want you to be kind to yourself and understand angels. There's lots of documentaries on YouTube. There's lots of books about them, you know, but you're too special to come on this earth and be absolutely not protected. And you're too special. You're too wonderful. That heart of yours is too big for you to be walking around and be alone. You're never alone. Yeah. Invite them in. Talk to them. You can do this with loved ones. All you have to do is talk to them as if they're there. Imagine what they look like. Imagine what they feel like. Tune in. Tune in. You know? How you tune in is essentially, imagine if I was in front of you and I looked forlorn. And you would try and feel how I was feeling, right? You'd put the feelers out there. You'd be like, what are you feeling? What do you need? You do this with babies a lot. What do you need? Why are you screaming for no reason? What do you want about, little one? What's going on? You do that. So do that with people and do that with your angels. But you're never alone, okay? So it's going to be short today, but I love you as always. Calm down, bring it down a notch. Unsubscribe to the bullshit and the drama. For centuries that shit's been going on and we're still here. So just relax and tune in. Yeah, I love you. Mm.